In the last decade, the Christian population in Iraq has plummeted from 800,000 to an estimated 150,000. Many have fled their homes and even the country to escape attacks and religious intolerance. But one area in northern Iraq is seeing an influx of Christians. The town of Ankawa, a suburb of the Kurdish capital Erbil, has seen an increase from over 8,000 in the mid-1990s to more than 25,000 today. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Senior Press Officer for Aid to the Church in Need, John Pontifex, about the reasons for this influx.
There are two main reasons. One is that this is the Kurdish region of northern Iraq, where the safety and general security is thought to be that much better than elsewhere in Iraq. That's the first reason. The second reason is because that particular suburb, Ankara is a suburb of Erbil, the capital of the Kurdish north, Kurdistan, is already quite well populated with Christians. So they're obviously gravitating towards one particular center. And with their new bishop, Archbishop Bashar Warda, the Chaldean Archbishop of Erbil, there's a sign of change for the better. So all these things are pointing to an increase.
Are we still seeing people fleeing because of oppression or have things died down?
Well, I think just recently, from the reports I've received today to the Church Need, just recently things are a little better. But overall, in the last 12 months, there has been a very, very steady migration of people from all over Iraq, in actual fact. Christians coming from as far away as Basra and hundreds of miles away in the far south. And one of the main triggers for this mass movement of people is, of course, the attack, the siege on Our Lady of Salvation Syrian Catholic Cathedral in Baghdad, almost exactly a year ago, 31st of October, where 58 people were killed, including two priests, and 70 or more were injured. And that triggered quite a large movement of Christians from that region. So it continued. It started in earnest in 2004, really, and has continued off and on throughout this time.
Usually when we hear about people fleeing one area to go to another area, sometimes they're going there with the clothes they stand up in. With regard to Christians who have fled some parts of Iraq and have come to this area, Ankawa, what have they left behind and what have they got to look forward to?
Many of them are leaving homes and everything behind. What we're finding is that those who have fled until now have been the wealthy ones, those who had contacts, those who had money, those who had the wherewithal to make the move. Those leaving later tended to have been people who've had less means by which to do it. And this raises a problem because Ankara is not one of the poorest regions. And so there's a lot of help that's needed in order to support those who come there, but because of the cost, etc., of living in a slightly improved area.
What challenge does that pose for the church in the area with regard to helping people when they arrive?
Well, the church has an enormous logistical challenge, both humanitarian and pastoral. And Archbishop Bashar Warda, a young bishop, recently taken over in Erbil, has spearheaded a major drive to provide for basic services. So just recently, he's been able to push ahead with securing plots of land for a hospital and a university. Only this week, it seems, a Catholic primary school is opening its doors for the first time. But this is only the very, very beginning. And, obviously, as a as a charity, Aid to the Church in Need stands 100% behind the Christians in this their hour of need, and hence why the charity has invested a lot of time and energy in helping those who are arriving in Ankara, and particularly in the pastoral area, which of course don't receive aid from other sources than ourselves, and hence why we've helped with catechetical materials, with mass stipends for priests ministering in that region, and also for food hampers for Christians living as refugees in all intents and purposes, not so much in Ankara itself, but in the villages, the poverty-stricken villages further north in the hillside there, and who are being supported by some Chaldean sisters who are going around with food hampers at Christmas and Easter time. And so these are just some of the plans that have been rolled out. Archbishop Warder explained that one of the issues here is the need for more churches. He's only got three in that particular area, Ankara, and he wants another one to cope with this influx of faithful. So there's an enormous amount that needs to be done.
Just regarding, you were talking about obviously people that have come to that area. Is this an area that Christians plan to stay in, or is it for some a stopgap for going somewhere else?
Well, the fear is that it's a stopgap, that it's a sort of staging post. I went myself to northern Iraq in September 2008, and we met some displaced people in camps outside Ankara, and there was a public meeting involving a whole group of them. And through a translator, we were able to obtain very concrete information from them that they really did see this this move to Ankara and that area as being a stopgap en route to eventual emigration to Turkey and in that time still Syria and Jordan and Lebanon. But the hope is that by building up an infrastructure both of a pastoral nature and of a humanitarian nature, the church can achieve the goal set out by Pope Benedict XVI and by all those working to support the church in the region, which is to enable Christians to stay where at all possible. Because the great fear is that once they leave, they won't come back.